Earlier this week, an Amtrak passenger train derailed outside Washington, D.C. Although the exact cause is still under investigation, it now appears that weather may have played a role in the derailment. Andy Kish is a structural engineer with the U.S. Department of Transportation's Volpe Center in Cambridge, Massachusetts. He says when the temperatures get hot enough, a certain kind of track called continuously welded rail can develop heat kinks or bulges in the track.
Weather is an important phenomenon because it causes the rails to get hot. When they get hot, you get fairly high thermal forces in the rail, and when these forces get high enough, the track can deform or buckle out, which can at times derail trains.
So in other words, the tracks just go too far out of alignment and the wheels of the train fall off them.
That is correct.
But this thing you were describing, these continuous welded tracks, I mean, they're what give you the smooth ride. But if they're causing this kind of trouble, why are people using them?
Joe, that's a good question. Basically, the problem started back in the early 1950s when the traditional jointed rail was replaced by continuous welded rail, as we said, to provide for a smoother and a more maintenance-free rail. However, with the elimination of these expansion joints, the rails had no room to expand or contract, thereby allowing for the creation of these large thermal forces. And when these forces, as I said before, get high enough, such as in a hot summer day, the track can buckle out.
Is there another kind of track that would avoid the problems related to extreme temperatures?
The Europeans currently are using what is known as slab tracks, very stiff, very solid, so that the rails cannot buckle out. But in this country, since we're very much confining our track structure design to steel rail on wood ties or concrete ties, we are forced to work with this particular problem area.
So should passengers be nervous?
Not really. I would say the railroad as a functional means of transportation is very solid, very good, very reliable. These buckle derailments have decreased substantially over the last 15, 20 years. Back in the 1980, there was 174, and it's down to about 44 last year. So I don't feel that it's a major worry, but the fact that we had 44 incidents last year, we still need to work very hard on reducing that number.
Andy Kish is a structural engineer at the Department of Transportation's Volpe Center in Cambridge, Massachusetts. He joined us from his office. Thank you.
Joe, it was my pleasure.